Now Trending with Andrea Elias and Orla Johannes on CJAD 800. Brought to you by Cameo Collection. Custom design furniture is their signature. Visit cameocollection.ca.
Welcome back. I'm Orla alongside Andrea. It's becoming an even more of a complicated question these days. How much is it okay to drink? Recently, several studies have linked even drinking a little bit of alcohol to a higher risk of cancers. In one of them, researchers found that women who had as little as one drink a day boosted their risk of cancer of the breast, liver, rectum, and throat. Statistics also show that men are also more likely to be binge drinkers and alcoholics than women. Joining us now is Dr. Di Liello from Cardiogenics. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Hi, thank you.
It's interesting. You're in my clinic now as opposed to the other way around.
Exciting.
So how much is too much drinking for men and women, Dr. Di Liello?
So it's really interesting, Orla. I think it's because it's becoming more of a difficult question to answer. So while the guidelines will recommend that women should drink no more than two drinks a day and men no more than three drinks a day, more and more of this research, as you said, is showing the adverse effects of even just one drink. So I find these numbers very high. You know, especially being Italian, I know all too well the concept that one drink will vary from person to person and culture to culture. So I've kind of adjusted my own recommendations to no more than one drink a day. And, you know, generally speaking, my patients are staying out of trouble.
Well, I have to tell you, I would be in a lot of trouble. If I was drinking two drinks a night, like two glasses of wine, I'd be trolleyed. Like two glasses? That sends me in
trouble. So when we say one drink a day, are we talking like a glass of wine? Because I know, you know.
Or a double gin and tonic.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there must be some sort of difference there. Am I right?
Exactly. So there is. So one drink, so in terms of wine, it's about 5 ounces of wine. So maybe half a glass of wine if you're getting one of those big restaurant glasses.
Andrea looks a bit panicked,
oh, no.
Doctor.
Yes.
You're a buzz killer, Dr. Liello.
And in terms of beer, so it's one beer, 12 ounces. And in terms of any hard alcohol, about one shot.
And is it worse, let's say you don't have your drink every day, to stockpile and save it for the weekend?
No, because
I've read that binge drinking is like, you know, the worst thing that you could be doing.
Absolutely. So normally we do recommend spacing out the drinks, but not to accumulate them. You know, we have to set these limits. They're really limits, not targets.
I'm looking at Andrea here. I'm going to have a chat with you later.
No,
Andrea.
I mean, listen, I like to have a glass of wine at night. I don't typically have more. It might be a larger than 5 ounce glass of wine, but I do enjoy a glass of wine at night. I very rarely drink hard alcohol, and I had always just thought that a glass of red wine was good for my heart.
No, and you're not alone in that. A lot of people do think that. But I think with more and more research now, I think it's going to become a little more taboo, you know, kind of like how doctors used to be smoking in the office. I think the amount that we're drinking socially is going to have to change.
And are women more at risk than men, or is it equal for both sexes?
No, women are in fact at higher risk. There's a few reasons why. They think that they have less kind of enzymes to break down the alcohol. At the same time, pound for pound, a woman will have less water in their body. So the same amount of drinking will lead to higher alcohol concentration. So that's why we kind of have to adjust the guidelines between men and women.
And what kind of effect are you seeing that women are having from, you know, I guess, consuming too much alcohol?
So, I mean, in the short term, there's always the risk of alcohol poisoning, of course. Increased risks of injuries, high blood pressure. There could be more abusive, violent behavior. You know, lowered inhibitions tends to lead to poor social judgment. You know, nowadays everyone has a smartphone and social media accounts, so there could be, you know, financial risks as well if your boss finds out you got trolleyed the night before.
Oh, you mean getting trolleyed and doing online crazy shopping? Is that what you're talking
about?
Exactly. Or, and I guess the whole phone thing comes in when, you know, you drink too much and then you start drunk dialing ex-boyfriends or something.
Ooh. Let's not even go there.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about when I was like at university.
What are you
not
talking
now,
about
not now.
Over there?
Oh, my goodness. So some of the more serious risks when it comes to drinking alcohol, Dr. Di Liello, tell us about that.
So over the long term, you know, we're seeing that even as little as one glass a day could lead to higher risks of mouth and throat cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer. It even increases your risk of stroke. So it's some pretty scary stuff.
Wow. You're listening to the Now Trending Show. I'm Andrea Elias alongside Orla Johannes, and we're in conversation with Dr. Diliello from Cardiogenics Medical Center about drinking. How much is too much? So, Dr. Diliello, how do you know if you're drinking too much? I mean, even if you're not hitting the one drink a day, we don't want to say target, but you know, if you're not exceeding that one drink a day, but you might, like, let's say,
you need it
exactly.
Every day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So exactly. If you recently felt like you ought to cut down or you feel guilty about your drinking, that's usually the first sign that you might be drinking too much. I mean, other signs could be if anyone's brought it up to you, especially a loved one, if anyone's criticizing your drinking, or if you have the urge to have a drink first thing in the morning to sort of steady the nerves or get rid of a hangover. Those are some pretty strong signs.
Dr. Diliello, binge drinking is on the rise, especially amongst young people around the world, including Canada. According to a report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the report actually revealed that the percentage of children under 15 who have been drunk rose from 30 to 43% for boys and 26 to 41% for girls. This is scary.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Orla. It's quite alarming. There's a lot of compelling evidence that shows alcohol use, especially in early adolescence, could harm physical and mental development. You know, you combine this with their increased exposure to peer pressure, drinking games, you know, a larger tendency to mix alcohol and energy drinks, or even worse, alcohol and cannabis. And it's the perfect recipe for disaster.
So what are the effects of mixing alcohol with cannabis?
So, in fact, it's been shown that the alcohol, if you consume alcohol before cannabis, it could increase the concentrations of THC, which is the active component of cannabis in the bloodstream. And so both of these things, you're kind of amplifying the effects of the alcohol and the cannabis. These are having direct kind of links to the brainstem, which is responsible for our everyday functions, breathing, you know, bowel function, all of that. So it really just amplifies the effects of both.
What about mixing it with energy drinks? I know that this has been something that we've become more aware of. How dangerous is it?
So it could be quite dangerous. So if you look at some typical energy drinks, some could have as much as like 500 milligrams of caffeine in them.
Wow.
That's the equivalent of 6 cups of coffee. I know. And they're usually packaged just for kind of quick consumption. You know, they're cold. You kind of drink it down. You're not kind of just slowly sipping on a coffee all day.
Yeah.
And then you add that with the effects of alcohol. You know, they make them very sugary, so they're very appealing to kind of drink them and not really think about it. So it could really be dangerous in that sense.
Well, I remember trying vodka Red Bull, and it made my heart go so crazy and beating so fast. It actually scared the living daylights out of me.
We're seeing it in eMERGE. You know, people are going in with heart arrhythmias and palpitations, sweats, and it's really, really quite scary.
So, Dr. Diliello, anyone listening that thinks they are drinking too much or know someone they're concerned about who they may think is drinking too much, what should they do?
So if they have access to a family doctor, he or she would be a great resource to use for help. If not, AA or Al-Anon family groups are helpful starting points in the road to sobriety.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Doctor.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
Andrea's going to rethink her glass of wine a day.
It's important information, though. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Dr. Diliello from Cardiogenics.